I'm in the kitchen with Amma. Today we're making rice pudding in celebration because we have a new baby buffalo. When a buffalo is born in the village of Caskey Cove, it's treated a lot like a human birth. Today, Amma and I are cooking a special meal in honor of baby O'Neill, who was born last week. O'Neill! People and animals nurture tender relationships here in Nepal. And when an earthquake earlier this year took nearly 9,000 human lives, it also claimed an estimated 55,000 farm animals and nearly 500,000 birds. The effects of these losses have been felt by both people and animals, especially in villages like Tripursur, 100 miles east of Amma's house, where nearly every single one of the 947 houses was destroyed. Binda Papa shows me a photo of her house after the earthquake. It's a pile of rocks with two pieces of tin strewn over it. She says her buffalo was pinned down under its collapsed shed for hours and was jittery for weeks afterwards. For a while, it didn't even provide milk predictably. Maybe, she thinks, out of fear or shock. Farm animals play a vital role in the lives of rural Nepalis. Buffalo are raised for milk, and their waste is used for fertilizer and mixed into the mud in traditional stone houses. Goats are sold for meat. Oxen plow, and chickens provide eggs. People like Amma and Binda spend most of their day caring for their livestock, beginning with milking in the morning, and then cutting grass for feed and carrying it home in heavy loads each afternoon. From the outside, it's easy to reduce livestock to economics, and that's certainly one aspect of their existence. But they're also members of the family. You have to love the animals you raise more than your children or parents, Amma tells me. It's a lot of work. The reward for providing that love is that we humans get to eat. And it's not just humans who suffer when their animals are harmed. The reverse is also true. Livestock often have one primary caretaker, like Binda, who actually reenacted for me the loving conversation that she has with her animals each day as she's coming back from her fields. So they'll hear her and say, "My human is coming." Maybe they're saying, "My mother is coming. Give me something to eat." So she'll coo at them. She'll toss some grass to them and say, "Hey guys, are you little ones doing good?" And they say, What all this means is that for animals whose people were killed in the earthquake, it's like losing a parent. And that feeling goes both ways. Any way you look at it, says Nabin Papa, who lost three goats and a baby buffalo in Tripursur. These animals are like our mothers. We drink their milk and get stronger. Even the old people among us are like babies to them. He shrugs and adds, "Nobody's even asked how many animals we've lost until now. I'm glad you're asking." As villages like Tripursur rebuild, people and animals alike are left to contend with their mutual losses. Meanwhile, back in Caskey Cove, Amma and I are preparing an important ritual, the celebration of a new life. So there's this big metal pot, and then we're going to add this enormous pot of fresh milk to it, and it's going to be amazing. Since baby O'Neill was born 11 days ago, we haven't mixed her mother's sacred milk into any of our other food. On the 11th day, we held a ceremony to name the baby, just like we would for a human. Today, we can inaugurate its milk into our daily meal. Into the rice pudding it goes. Amma leans back against the clay wall of the kitchen. "These souls we're raising," she says, "are souls just like our own." Our rice pudding is looking almost cooked. For the world, it looks so good. I'm Laura Spiro in Caskey Cove, Nepal.